Critic Movie Gallery. It's the fucked up Z Critic Movie Gallery. He's the one that rates the films in which the actors deserve no salary. From Straight Talk to Donnie Darko to Karate Kid Part 2. These are the movies that absolutely blew. These movies are so terrible they make you go berserk. You'd rather watch C-SPAN or the Home Shopping Network. It's the fucked up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. These movies suck so bad that you'd rather drink pee. It's the fucked up Z-Critic Movie Gallery. These movies fucking suck.
Yeah. My city. I cannot deny her. My city screams. She is my mother.
Hi, and welcome to the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. I'm your host, the Z-Man. And today, we're going to review the movie called The Spirit. And let me tell you, it's a pretty bad fucking movie, alright? Like, I've seen some superhero movies before, and this guy is fucking gay, alright? Like, no doubt about it. I mean, he fucking sucks. He's the most boring superhero I've seen. I mean, it would be like, okay, picture this. It would be like if you had, like, Sanford and Son, alright? And you put Sanford as a superhero and, like, gave him a cape and, like, a shirt and a tie or something like that. I mean, it's pretty fucking bad. I mean, there's people at the bingo hall, like 80-year-old men at the bingo hall, that could be a better-looking superhero than what this movie entails. I mean, I had never heard of The Spirit, and I never really dove into the comics or stories or where the hell this fucking movie derived from. So I really went into this movie blindfolded. Before I start, diving into the characters and everything, I just, I didn't really know too much about this. I went in with no fucking expectations, like, whatsoever. And, again, this movie managed to, like, keep free-falling, you know, like the song, Free-Falling. it just totally free-frawled. And just kept falling. I mean, this movie, I feel bad for anybody out there that paid, like, $10 to go see this fucking movie. Like, if you went to the movie theaters and, like, you know, asked the movie attendant or whoever was, you know, had given you this ticket, I'd be asking them for their money back, you know, the usher to, you know, supplying a full refund. This movie is just absolute garbage. Like, I really am so sick and tired of this, like, Lionsgate phenomenon, like, where they make these, like, really cool-ass ideas. Like, the previews. Like, I saw the preview to The Spirit, and I was already drawn to it, you know? And it's like some era of mystery. Like, oh, I never heard of The Spirit before, you know? That sounds pretty catchy. Yeah, and next thing you know, I mean, you go see it in a movie theater, and it's like, yo, gotta get pumped up for the spirit, man. It's a motherfucking spirit. It's my fucking spirit, man. And guess what? You got raped out of $10 the entire time. And you're waiting for something to happen. And let me tell you, it's a sack full of shit waiting to happen. Picture this. It's like when you watch these Lionsgate movies, okay? It's just like going to a pirate game, you know, back in like, 92 when they were getting ready for the World Series or whatever, you know? And you're getting all pumped up and you're getting all psyched because you think they're going to go to the World Series. But no, you're left sat there in total disappointment. Like, this fucking movie is just terribly disappointing in so many ways. Like, fucking Frank Miller deserves any credit, you know, whatsoever. What a douchebag. I mean, we're talking about the creator of Sin City, and I haven't checked out Sin City. A lot of people say Sin City's awesome. I don't really know. I mean, because I'm not a fan of black and white fucking movies. If I wanted to watch, like, a black and white movie, I'd watch, like, AMC at, like, 4 a.m. in the morning when they have, like, their 1930 rag mop time, you know, movies or whatever. I mean, if I wanted to watch a black and white movie, you know, I would invent a time machine to go back in time and watch, like, old Godzilla films or something. I mean, good fucking grief. Like, why the black and white in this movie? Was that absolutely necessary? Oh. This movie has so many bad parameters to it, I can't even begin. Like, it's just that fucking bad. I mean, seriously, like, this movie should not even be, like, talked about, period. Everybody says, oh yeah, I watched The Spirit, and by the way, I don't have much to say about it because it fucking sucks. That's why. Like, you go ask your friends, you go ask whoever has watched this movie, and they will tell you the same exact thing. You know, I saw the preview, I thought it was great, but when I went to go see a movie, guess what? I was literally ripped out of $10. It's like, I might as well have spent my $10 at a fucking casino and gotten ripped off by, like, you know, the slot machines up there. Because seriously, you have a better chance of, you know, winning money on the slot machines. Just, at least you have a chance of winning money. This, you get the fucking chance of getting ripped out and ripped out royally. Like, ripped out of your asshole of $10, and it's 2 hours of a waste of fucking time to watch this movie. Like, I barely got through it. That's how bad it was. And we'll get to the list of characters now. Pretty much, who plays in this movie is Samuel L. Jackson as the Octopus, and let me tell you, he's actually one of the bright points of the movie. There are some things that he says that are really funny. The Spirit is played by Gabriel Macht, aka Denny Colt, in this movie, and we'll get to the reasoning and all that storyline, which is very weak, by the way, on the storyline with this. And then there's really, after that, there's Scarlett Johansson, who is married to Ryan Reynolds from AKA Van Wilder. So not really too many big stars in this film. There's, you know, again, Samuel L. Jackson's, and there's also Eva Mendes. I mean, if you consider her to be a real big-time star, I really don't. I mean, I know she's been in, you know, We Steal the Night, or We Own the Night, and then, you know, a few other movies, but, I mean, other than that, there really isn't much to talk about as far as, like, major stars are concerned in this one. So it's no surprise, like, why this movie failed on so many levels. For one, diving into the plot here, we're talking about a former cop known as Denny Colt, who was actually murdered. This movie's so fucking stupid. stupid. It doesn't even tell you, like, how he was murdered. Or, like, you know, usually they talk about the past. There's, like, a brief sequence in this movie where they talk about his past, like, really quick. So, we know that he's Denny Colt, and we also know that he's somehow this superhero called the Spirit. But what's his fucking powers? Like, he has no fucking powers besides, like, immortality, and, like, the fact that, like, each time he does get shot, it does hurt and he does bleed, but yet nothing happens to him. What a fucking crockload of shit. Where the hell does he get his powers from? So, anyways, the story of the movie, like, it's just so stupid what Lionsgate does. Like, this is a Lionsgate, you know, production, and you can totally tell. They did the same thing with Punisher 2. If you watch Punisher 2, it goes in the same way. Like, they start out where in the Spirit, like, it's the middle of the fucking movie, you know? Like, and they start talking about the octopus, and you have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Like, who is the octopus? I mean, like, if you haven't paid attention to the comic books or anything, you wouldn't know. So, right away, it's like, oh, great, this is for the fucking comic book readers. So, of course, like, the movie already has, like, this comedic tone to it, and if you've paid money to go see this, you're expecting a lot of action, and I'm sorry, you're gonna see about as much action as you would in H.R. Puffin stuff, for God's sakes. I mean, seriously, like, this movie lacks action. It's a lot of fucking dialogue. That's basically what it is. A lot of jumbled dialogue, and nothing that really pertains to anything close to a logical storyline here. So, anyways, at the beginning of the movie, you know, he gets his phone call and everything, and he's like, oh, I gotta go stop the octopus. So, meanwhile, he's working with, the Spirit is actually working with the police. Now, this is kind of funny, because usually a superhero doesn't work with the police. You know, usually he's kind of like the vigilante, and the police usually doesn't accept him. I mean, look at Batman, for example. I mean, sure, like, there was one guy on the force that, you know, was helping him out, but if you remember back to the Batman movies, like, you know, the shitty ones that actually started before Batman Begins, and, you know, Batman and Robin, those were incredible masterpieces. But I think why the Batmans before that actually failed was because of the fact that, you know, Batman was cool with the police. You know, he really wasn't a vigilante, so to speak. You know what I mean? The first Batman, he actually was. And the second Batman he was, but if you watch, like, Batman Forever, and we already reviewed on this show that fucking horrible atrocity known as Batman and Robin, I mean, you'll see that, you know, he's kind of working with the police, the vigilante. So, in this movie, the vigilante's actually working with the police, and it just kind of makes it cheesy. I mean, the cops in this movie are like, hey, Spirit, what do we do next, boss? Like, what the hell is that? What do we do next, boss? Like, you know, I'm talking from, like, New York because I'm a cop, you know? And I gotta listen to that Spirit guy. I don't know what he does. He does something cool. He ain't got, like, no superhero stuff, you know, going on, like, no shooting lightning out of his ass or something, but, you know, I listen to him because he's the Spirit, and the Spirit tells you what to do, you better listen. You know, seriously, like, come on. I mean, I would never take orders from a fucking superhero that isn't a superhero, and I'm sorry, this prick is not a superhero, in my terms. I mean, I could give, like, an entire, like, you know, total lesson on, like, what a superhero should have and shouldn't have. But I'm telling you, like, this guy misses on so many levels as a superhero. So, anyways, basically, like, he's working with the police, and he's trying to find Octopus, and, like, Meanwhile, they haven't really described the storyline to you in any way, shape, or form. Like, why is he the spirit? How did he become the spirit? You know, who shot him? Like, who killed, you know, Denny Colt, this guy Denny Colt? We don't know. So, anyways, they have their little battle scene between, you know, his arch nemesis Octopus and him, like, right away in the movie. Are you kidding me? Like, that's something that you want to build up for the end. You know what I mean? You don't want to have, like, a battle between an arch nemesis and the, you know, the vigilante, like, right away. You know, that's just not cool. Like, that's like if Batman just, like, finished off Joker, like, right in the, you know, middle of, you know, Batman the Dark Knight. So, it's stupid. I mean, it makes no sense. It's like you want to see a battle, but not right away. So that's my big problem with this film. After that, pretty much it just goes into a lot of dialogue. After all that tidbit of action to kind of like draw you in and keep you there and keep you watching this movie, it just totally gets retarded. Like, it's almost comedic. Like, you know, the dialogue's just rolling along, and it's so boring. I mean, there's really not much to talk about in this film as far as, like, dialogue is concerned, because, like, you find out that he was dating some crazy lunatic lady, you know, a.k.a. Eva Mendez, who's after this, you know, treasure of Jason of the Argonauts. And again, like, she wants the world, basically. She wants all these diamond rings and stuff, and they kind of show their relationship, like, right away during the, you know, flashback scenes. Like, you know, her and the spirit are just kind of hooking up, and they're teenagers, and it's kind of funny because they, as close as they were, they kind of fight, and then towards the end, because of apparently somebody's uncle died, I think it was the spirits, and she was just really upset by that, and she's like, I hate cops. She's like, why do you want to be a cop? You know, because she thought a cop murdered, you know, her uncle. So after that, it really all it was that her uncle shot himself, and she didn't want to come to terms with that. So all this time, Denny wanted to be a cop. Well, they break up. They never see each other again. So Denny decides to, you know, be a cop, and then they show him eventually getting murdered, but again, we don't know who murdered him at all. We never do in this movie. So after that, fast forwarding to the, you know, present time, Eva Mendez has come back, and she left behind a locket that, you know, kind of pertains to the spirit's heart, you know, so to speak, that, you know, he still has feelings for her, you know. So anyways, he goes to this office, and kind of an autopsy girl, you know, sort of a doctor girl, and her name's Ellen, I believe, in the movie, and it doesn't really matter anyways, because she's a real shitty character to begin with, and she's just kind of the girl that, you know, looks after Denny, and, you know, she still believes he's Denny, but she doesn't know for certain who, you know, she doesn't know that it is Denny. Because, as later on, we'll explain that whole entire story, her dad is actually the police chief, and the police chief has a lot of beef with the spirit and what he does. So, we'll explain that later. Anyways, she basically kind of tends to him, you know, yada, yada, yada. There's a couple love scenes going on, and it's just terribly cheesy. It's almost like watching Superman. You know, remember how, like, Superman, I want to say, like, the first Superman. I'll tell you, the first Superman is, like, the first Star Trek. It's completely fucking boring. Like, you just almost want to blow your brains out watching the first, you know, Superman. It's just not a movie that aged well whatsoever. And, you know, it kind of has those cheesy love scenes to it, and it's almost comical. That's the same way it is in this film, and that's why this film fails on so many levels. So, like, you kind of start to see that the Spirit is like this pimp, you know, going around chasing all these girls, and he kind of has, you know, like this, you know, incredible look to him that, and women are just really drawn into him. So, anyways, meanwhile, he keeps talking to this, you know, other spirit called Lorelei, and I have no fucking idea who the hell this bitch is that comes on the screen and is, like, in black and white and goes, "Danny, you know, I'm so close to you." And it's retarded, because the whole entire time, while the spirit goes and chases these robbers, he's like, "This city sleeps. She is my lover. She is my woman. She is my mother. She is what I want her to be." Like, all these things, like, while he's jumping off, you know, buildings and stuff in a tie and these stupid, like, Chuck Taylor's shoes. I mean, what the hell is with the Chuck Taylor's shoes? When has a hero ever worn Chuck Taylor's shoes? Okay, maybe you can say Teen Wolf, but really, was Teen Wolf a superhero? I don't think so. I think he just had the power to become a wolf. So, anyways, it doesn't make any sense. It boils down to, like, you know, it's a really shitty idea to make this movie, like, the way they did. It could have been done so much better. And, like, where's this guy's guns? I mean, does he have any guns at all? He doesn't even use fucking guns. He just uses the city. Like, it's just terrible. I mean, there's these fatzos, okay? And, one of them's called Ethos. And then, like, they have all these names. Like, it's a black shirt, and they have these white names on them. It's just so bizarre. Like, one of them's like Screwball, Fuckface. Like, seriously. All these guys, and it's the same guy over and over and over again. It's almost like Multiplicity going on here. It's this bald guy, and he just looks really retarded. And it's kind of funny in some ways, to be honest. Because, like, Pathos, played by Louis Lombardi, like, he makes a good retard, you know what I mean? Because he just kind of has that look, that stupid dopey look to him, like, "Durr, I don't know what I'm doing because I'm fucking retarded," kind of look. He has, like, the One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest look, like, from Danny DeVito, you know? He has the perfect Danny DeVito crazy look, like, "Durr, the fucking retard," or something. So, you're completely annoyed by his character the entire time. And I guess, like, they made him out of genetics or something. And, boy, what does that sound like? Does that sound like Vanilla Sky with the whole Scientology theme going on? Boy, that makes for a great movie, doesn't it? Anytime you mix Scientology into a film, you know you got a winner. Yeah, you got a winner for the fucking Z-Critic Movie Gallery. I mean, for Christ's sake, what the fuck is it with, like, Scientology? Like, why do we have to watch, like, science all the time and, like, laboratories that come up with these, like, you know, godlike creations? You know, it's really annoying, and it's just a bore to watch, you know? Like, and it's too fucking complicated for me to understand. Like, I'm sorry, you put the normal person in to watch this movie besides a nerd who, like, sits all day at a comic book store and, you know, jacks off the, like, fucking Siamese porn or something. And, I mean, you know, they're not going to understand what's going on. I mean, unless you're an anime fag, you're not, you really, you know, that again, pays attention to, like, you know, comic books all day and just hangs out with geeks and nerds all day, you're not really gonna understand this film. And, like, it's funny because the best scene is when the octopus is finally captured the spirit, and he has him, like, tied down, and it's actually kind of amusing because, believe it or not, Samuel L. Jackson dresses as, like, Black Hitler. It's hysterical. It's the best part of the film, and I'm dead serious, though. I mean, if you're really gonna rent it, for just that scene, I really wouldn't. It's not much to see. But it is kind of funny, and it makes really no sense, like, why he dressed up like Hitler and had the spirit tied up just to give, like, a huge speech about how they're alike, you know. So, eventually you learn that the octopus was this mad scientist that came up with this plan to keep the spirit alive and make him immortal, and then he decided to make himself immortal. What a stupid idea. Like, why would your arch nemesis want to make you immortal and then make himself immortal afterwards? That's fucking retarded. I can't get over that. Who the hell wrote this comic anyways? I mean, this is a fucking... It's not even the director's fault, really, here. It goes back to the fucking idiot that wrote this comic book. What a douchebag. Seriously. Like, why the fuck would you, like, make... I mean, that's like... Okay, that's like... Like, let me think about this real quick. That's like if, Lex Luthor, okay, like, said to Superman, like, okay, I'm gonna make you immortal, okay, because I'm gonna go to a laboratory after you've been shot and killed, and I'm just gonna decide, well, you deserve to be immortal, and then I'm gonna make myself immortal, so that way you can stop me eventually and kick my ass. So, it's stupid. I mean, it's totally illogical. Like, every villain has the objective to rule the world. So, like, why would you ever want to give your opposition, you know, knowingly give your opposition the chance to stop you? It doesn't add up. It makes absolutely no sense. It's totally fucking illogical. I hate movies that are illogical, and this one is completely illogical. So, afterwards, like, the spirit's, like, all tied up, so you're waiting for him to, like, whip out his guns or something, you know? Like, it's stupid. Like, this guy, it's almost like average Joe street smarts. That's his, like, powers, you know? Like, how to use, like, the lid of a sewer to, you know, block bullets, or, like, run up and down, you know, and play chutes and ladders all day. It really does look like he's playing chutes and ladders, too. Like, just run up and down, like, fire escapes all day. You know, jumping from building to building. Wow, that's really impressive. You know, real impressive superhuman powers. I mean, and then when he does get hit, he acts like a pussy. He's like, oh, that hurt. Oh, he acts like a 90-year-old man, you know. And it's just retarded. I hate this movie so bad that's why I'm even giving this a really short review, because I can't stand it. Like, I really started to nod off towards this film. It's the first movie I've actually almost fallen asleep to, or just so badly needed to hit the stop button. Like, my goodness. Well, I'll pretty much describe what happens in the end, because there really isn't much to say. But pretty much, you know, his relationship, you start to learn more about the spirit and like his relationship with Ellen, and his relationship with Eva Mendez, the girl that's chasing, the Jason and the Argonauts, and all the fucking fine things she likes. I mean, she's a pretty stuck-up bitch, too, because, like, she's like, oh, I want riches, I want gold, and I want everything, you know? She kind of reminds you of, like, the, stupid fat bitch from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the one that's, like, a spoiled brat, like, wants everything, you know? And then the little Doopaloopas go, Doopa, Doopa, Loopity Loop. I've got another riddle for you. What do you get when your girl is a brat? You know? And, she is definitely a brat in this film, and she's this stuck-up snob, and I cannot stand her. She's like, I want the riches of the richest. I want the gold of Europe. And, like, all these, fascinations in her brain. You know, like, the world's not enough or something to her. So, I mean, it's just stupid. So, anyways, the octopus wants, he's devised a plan to, go after this vase. So, he wants the vase for immortality to drink. All he has to do is drink the blood, and then he becomes a god, like Hercules. So, there we go again, talking about many gods mythology. Perfect topic for fucking Scientology. I don't give a shit less about mythology or Scientology, period. Okay? I learned that shit in high school. I don't need to learn about it again in a fucking movie. Alright? Who the hell cares about Hercules? Hercules is totally fabricated for some jackass in Greece that decided, well, it's cool to have many gods, so let's just make up a bunch of shit about many gods. And, let's talk about Zeus and how he exists. Yeah, right. I bet you Zeus was some dude, like, some slave driver or something, that thought he was, like, so great because he had, like, 1,000 slaves or something, and, made him bust their ass like busting rocks all day. I mean, really, does anybody believe in mythology? And if you do, I think that's pretty sad. I'm willing to say that one. Because I've never seen Zeus before, so he doesn't exist to me. Well, anyways, after all of that, you basically find out what the octopus is after and what his main objective is. Well, he wants to also kill the spirit, which, again, doesn't make any sense because he gave him immortality before. So, he shoots some type of serum into him, and, like, where if he bleeds, then he'll eventually die. Well, it's just retarded because, like, once he starts to bleed, he actually becomes mortal again, and he falls into this lake, and then he meets Lorelei, I guess it's kind of creepy because she reminds you of the crazy nut in Lord of the Rings when, I completely lost my train of thought on the characters there, but basically you get my drift. The crazy lady in Fellowship of the Rings that, when the hobbits are actually, she wants to go after the ring, she starts to turn, like, all evil and shit on Frodo. Yes, that's who I wanted. Frodo. And, Frodo, like, backs off completely. So, it's kind of like that. Well, the spirit, like, if he makes out with this Lorelei chick, then he's gonna die eventually. So, like, he's like, no, it's not my time yet, and doesn't make out with her, and eventually he snaps out of it, and he comes out of the water, and he's like, fuck it, I'm killing the octopus. So, basically, Octopussy is more interesting than this fucking film. Well, after all this, he basically goes back in the past, and it shows like the fact that he did die as a officer on duty for the force, and he was a detective at one time, and he also had a wife named Ellen when he was Denny Colt. Well, once his body was buried, the octopus like shot all this shit into him while he was doing the autopsy, and then the spirit actually came out of the grave, like, you know, a la, you know, Night of the Living Dead Part 2 or Night of the Living Dead, when they, you know, had their hands and stuff, you know, coming out of the woodwork or ground, if you want to call it that. So, after that, he pretty much goes in and he talks to Ellen's dad and the detective, and the detective's like, well, listen, I don't want you to talk to her, we'll just keep it between you and me. So, and that's what the spirit agreed to. So, after all this, that detective was like a father figure to him, and, you know, Ellen kind of said, gee, I miss Denny, you know, and, Ellen doesn't really miss him that much. She misses the spirit much more, of course. So, after all of that, you've learned the entire story behind the spirit and the shitty, you know, holes that are kind of this spirit. Like, who were the spirit's parents? You know, all this other shit they don't even describe in this horrible fucking film. And, basically, at the end, there's not really that much action going on. The only cool part of the movie is when Samuel L. Jackson whips out his big-ass squirrel guns and fucking starts, like, nuking the hell out of the spirit. And then the spirit just comes back up. Does he shoot him? No. It's some fucking cop that shoots him. So the entire time, you would think that the hero would kill the villain. No, of course not. It's some fucking, you know, human cop that has, like, no superpowers at all. And there you go. That's your movie. That's the fucking spirit. That's the piece of shit that I got from Netflix that I got ripped off from. And I'm telling you right now, do not even fathom watching this film. Fathom watching this film, okay? Because it sucks harder than, like, watching, you know, Billy Mays give a fucking, you know, telethon for, you know, OxyClean and saying call now and, you know, having special songs from, like, Dukes of Hazzards or something. I mean, fuck. There's so many things on television I would rather watch than this fucking film. I mean, I would rather watch that gay-ass movie Archimedes that I was forced to watch in, like, general music during 7th grade than watch this film. That's how bad this film is. I mean, it's the worst superhero movie film ever, okay? There have been horrible super movie films before. Like, Supergirl? Wow. I mean, or Superwoman, I should say. Superwoman is probably, like, right up there with bad, you know, superhero movies, but it looks like an Oscar nominee compared to this fucking atrocity. Gosh, this movie sucks so bad. Why the hell does Lionsgate keep ripping off people? And who the hell is this Miller, Frank Miller guy? Boy, and why does he get so much credit for 300? I mean, sure, 300 was alright, but I didn't think it was, like, the greatest film ever. They're like, oh, Frank Miller, he made Sin City and, you know, a black and white film. Again, that's another thing that annoys me, is, like, the color arrangements in this film. It just stands out way too much. Like, why the hell does his tie have to whip in the wind? You know, like, sway back and forth like it's some type of knife or something. And then when he does get stabbed, you can't even see the blood. And, like, there's a couple scenes where a guy, like, shoots himself in the head. What do they have? They just have him as a black silhouette with a piece of his head, no longer existing. Like, what the hell? Show a real body, damn it. Were they too cheap to fucking get a body, so they just, like, use the silhouette background or something? I mean, what the hell? How ridiculous is this film? What the hell was the budget for this film? I mean, because it's sure as hell, it shouldn't have been, like, more than, $2 million or something. Because if it's more than that, man, they really did some bad fucking effects in this film. It was just shitty from beginning to end. I mean, my goodness. It's like, man, I can't even tell you how bad this film is. Well, that's the fucked up Z-Critic movie gallery for tonight. Again, we're looking to do more films, so the next available film actually is going to be Boiler Room with Vin Diesel. Because I'm so cool, because I'm Vin Diesel from The Fast and the Furious. Well, take care and have a good night.